Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Schultz. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting third. The first baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Stan Javier. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bill Mooneyham. And now, play ball. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler bunts in front of the plate. Willard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bernazard moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter takes first base on ball four. Bernazard moves to third. Butler moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco misplays the ball. That's an error on Franco. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson takes first base on ball four. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Canseco moves to second. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill strikes out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Canseco scores. Kingman moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a fly ball towards center. Butler catches it and throws to first to double up Griffin. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Thornton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lansford scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. Thornton moves to third. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thornton scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Allenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Franco scores. Snyder moves to third. It's 6-1, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard is hit by the pitch. Allenson moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Snyder scores. Allenson moves to third. Bernazard moves to second. It's 7-1, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Phillips fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Javier for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lansford scoops it up and throws to first, with Mooneyham covering, for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards third. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Griffin takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0 for 1 in the game. Willard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Willard reaches second base with a double. Griffin goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2 Indians. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Willard moves to third. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier takes first base on ball 4. Dickie Knowles now pitching. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Javier. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Javier steals second. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Doug Baer now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Butler is called out on strikes. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Thornton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall strikes out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Franco hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Willard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros now pitching. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. 1 out. Andy Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allinson strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Bernazard steals second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Canseco for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Thornton strikes out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-3 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hill moves to second. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Willard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hill scores. Griffin moves to third. It's 7-3, Indians. Scott Bales now pitching. Bruce Bocht pinch hits for Stan Javier. Dusty Baker pinch hits for Bruce Bocht. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. Willard moves to second. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.